Y108 Studio 108 with Strippers Union, and there's everybody knows the words. Mike Tyler talking to Rob Baker from the Hip, and now with Strippers Union Local 518. Where'd the Local 518 come from, by
That's
the way?
My Kingston Musicians Local.
Oh, really? And we were actually talking in the control room there. Is there actually a Strippers Union? Does that exist in Canada?
Or? A few people have tried to start one. I think there's a Adult Entertainers Union in San Francisco. We know these things from searching the name.
That was my next question.
Yeah, be careful when you put our name into the
web. .ca. If you go .com, you'll get something entirely different.
Google it with the kids.
Is there a website in progress right now?
There's a website, strippersunion.ca.
And nothing adult-oriented there?
There's some pretty risque pictures of Craig and I up there.
Excellent. Tell us about the new album, guys. Tell us, you know, when you sat down and started thinking about what you wanted to do with the album, what the objective was, what maybe you wanted to do differently from what you'd done with your previous bands.
You know,
if anything.
Musicians kind of have a tendency to aim low and then try and overshoot the mark. So I was just looking to have a good time. I had these sort of song ideas, and I thought, you know, maybe you can help me write some lyrics. And he came in, and I was like, boy, these are some pretty good lyrics. I like this. And we laughed until we were sore.
Yeah.
And then we thought, well, how could we expand on the laughter and the good times?
And the pain.
let's get some funny guys in here. And so we brought in the usual suspects to play on it, and one of the, maybe the crowning achievement of my musical career is that during the making of Strippers Union, we gave Pat Stewart a hernia from laughing.
Oh, really?
He literally bust a gut.
No way.
Which required surgery to fix. And
it was one of those things where
it feels good.
Ouch.
Trust me.
It was one of those things, too, where he was actually laughing at his own joke, laughing at us crying and lying on the floor laughing at what he said. And I think that was probably the moment. So it's kind of...
Yeah, we tried to pinpoint the moment because there are a few fits of laughter like that every day where you're on the floor gasping like a fish for air and, you know, hoping no one says anything else funny because you just want to stop laughing at that point.
And
he saw us, all four of us, rolling on the floor. And,
right.
And that's what did it, I think.
And if he were on Jackass, Pat, he's the guy who could actually take a bullet in the chest and live and stuff. He's, like, built like an Iron Man, and so... To have him bust a gut for laughter.
Must have been some pretty funny stuff.
Sweet victory.
We basically would get up in the morning, have coffee made by Aaron. It's like 10 Tim Hortons in one, I think. And look on the chalkboard of their plan of what we were going to do. Then we'd rock all day, and then somebody would create some amazing food. And then we'd sit and watch generally FUBAR, Mr. Show. Anybody knows about Mr. Show? Lots of comedy. Like, seriously, like, we just laugh the whole time.
Right.
Run a couple of Steeler Pops, maybe two. And then suddenly you go, it's two, we should stop playing.
Right.
And we sit down and watch movies, stupid comedy movies, till like about 4 a.m. and go, well, we're going to start at noon. You know, so about 5 days of that, 6 days of that. So.
And what period of time are we talking, and how long did it take to put things together?
I think we started on December 10th.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to go to December 20th, but I think we'd all had enough of each other by about the 17th or something.
Rob and I couldn't lose the magic, so we stayed on while the other guys left. Yeah. We were there till the 20th. We were gamers.
And how did this recording experience for you, Rob, differ from how you do things with the Hip? Besides the laughing,
I mean. Well, it's different when you bring a song to the Hip. When you put it on the floor and everyone starts to, you know, if they show interest in it, it kind of becomes a Hip tune. And it almost always veers off in directions that you would never anticipate. And sometimes that's incredibly rewarding, and it can be incredibly frustrating, too. But, you know, you relinquish control of it at that point. You know, the song has taken on a life of its own, and you follow that where it's going to go. It was more a case of, you know, Craig and I had the songs and we had some pretty clear ideas. And I was constantly telling Pat, you know, Pat, come on, you're flaming on the paradiddle there. And
pick it up.
You know, pick up the pace, pick it up, drummer. In a lot of ways, it's very similar. You just give them the song and let them go. And, you know, they're total pros. They're very creative guys. And they bring a lot to everything. You know,
cool. The new album. The new album's in stores when?
It came out last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, yeah. It's in stores, yeah. so you can pick it up now. And we're going to play something from the CD because we don't want to do everything straight off the floor, so people get the idea that it's just a really soft acoustic album because this thing rocks out too.
This is not Simon and Garfunkel.
No, this is not.
It's not to be played quietly.
It's not folk time.
Although we're big Garfunkel fans.
Are you? Yeah. Well, this one is called Bulletproof White Limo. Any setup for this one?
Yes. The dulcet tones. This is my singing debut.
Really?
On this,
Rob Baker from the Tragically Hip and Strippers Union, and this is Bulletproof White Limo from Studio 108.